Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The latest in college esports from the students that play.
Go behind the scenes at the schools that game.
The only place where esports are
on campus.
Hey, welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for college esports. I'm your host, Norris Howard. If you haven't noticed, we haven't tossed to the UNLV studios quite yet because they're still off for semester break. We'll be returning to UNLV and all the awesome team out there next week. So semester two of Checkpoint XP on campus will begin next week with that episode. So make sure you guys are here for that because we have a lot of really fun stuff that we got planned, a lot of really cool segments and interviews all planned. But today we got a couple of really awesome interviews for you guys. We're going to be talking to Wim Stocks of Collegiate Star League. He's going to tell us all about that organization, how you can get involved, as well as he has a special announcement that he's going to be making first here on Checkpoint XP on campus. Also, we talked to Tyrell Appleton of New England College, a great guy, awesome guy. They're doing awesome stuff at that program out there, and he's going to tell us all about it, as well as give us a preview of their esports facilities. So make sure you guys have stuck around for that. So we got a couple really cool interviews, and we're going to have more. So make sure you guys stick around for that, and make sure that you are here again next week for the start of semester two of Checkpoint XP on campus. So we got our first interview coming up right now on Checkpoint XP on campus. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports news for students by students. We're going to have a lot more on that coming up, but we have a very special guest in the studio this week. This is a guy that I'm a big fan of right now. He's doing big things. Follow him on Twitter. Follow him on LinkedIn. Do all that. We got Tyrell Appleton. He is the director of esports, the esports program out in New England College. Tyrell, thank you so much for joining us today.
No problem. Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it. It's an honor.
Yeah, and so you guys are doing some really cool things out at New England College. Now, if you know, folks out there don't know, maybe you could give us some brief background on yourself and the New England College Esports program.
I started out at College of St. Joseph and getting my master's degree in business administration. And I built the first esports program in New England. It was first varsity offered sport there. And then as soon as I graduated, there was a couple of schools knocking at my door, and New England College was one of those schools. And it just was eye appealing to me. The faculty treated me like family here, and it had a lot of diversity, and it's something that pushed me to go here, and ended up signing on as a consultant for about 6 months. I was in a little office and just getting everything done, the blueprint, the framework, everything that was needed to create this space. And then I was promoted to head coach, in which I started my recruitment internationally. And then I became the esports program director once we launched in January of last year, which was 2019. Since then, the program has exploded. Ninja, one of the most influential gamers in the world, shared a post on Twitter, and that got about 500,000 impressions, over 70,000 views, and that was a big boost for us. I haven't seen him do that yet for another institution, but it was really helpful, and it was an honor, actually. And we have a bunch of sponsors. I just announced HyperX, as you know, Norris. It was pretty big. It's crazy. It's still blowing up. We have XSplit on board. We also have eFuse. It's a social media platform that just launched. And we have NEU. They do the global merchandise and apparel for Overwatch League, Fortnite, E-League, Forbes, and a bunch of other companies. So we're headed in the right direction. There's over 125 members in the club on campus. There's 40 players for diverse teams. So we're just trying to push, you know, where we want to go. You know, put our foot on the gas pedal. Don't stop. Don't look back. But, you know, drive with caution, right? Look in all lanes and just see what is the best route. Do we need to go left today? Do we need to go right the next day? Right. But it's just trying to set the bar as the beast in the east.
Right.
I would say.
Most definitely. Most definitely. And so, by the way, guys, I got to put it out there. New England College has some of the sickest esports, you know, jerseys or kits, whatever you want to call them, that I've seen out there. They're pretty nice. So definitely go and check those out. But you talk about sort of, you know, how you guys are growing and sponsorships and all that type of stuff. You know, you're a varsity program. You know, what is, you know, been the biggest hurdle, if you will, to get in the university, really, to buy into esports as a concept? Or was it something that they were so interested in that they reached out to you and were very proactive about it?
I would definitely say it's a bit of both, just because they're looking at me as the expert to kind of explain and help them. But I kind of look up to them in certain situations because some of them don't come from the gaming world. So I'm able to use it as a teaching moment and experience to kind of educate them on gaming and esports and learn from them at the same time, because they're still professionals, because they help me in a lot of ways. And having that green light from the president, board of directors, senior VPs was something that really helped me create this space today and develop the arena that you see behind me. And I'll show you later on. But I can't say the same for other colleges. Some institutions, you know, they only have department support. I know a few directors that probably they're their own support. They're probably given a small budget and they're just told to go because people don't buy in. But here, everyone has bought in. Everyone has had some type of hand to help me along the way. So it's kind of like that baby, you know, it takes a village to raise a child.
Right.
And that's the situation that we have here. It really was a collaborative effort. Even though I may be the director, it's a family unit, and we kind of continue to raise the baby the right way.
Awesome. And so, you know, what role has, you know, sort of that first wave of students and esports athletes, how have they reacted to the program? What roles do they have within the organization? Do you have a lot of players that are also taking up more assistant coaching roles, or is everybody sort of have their own role and everybody specialized?
It's a good question. So I'm going to show you their reactions with this program. Let's go! So that's the energy every single day. I just wanted to show you, okay? That's the player perspective. They come in here fired up. They're ready to play. You know, they're trying to make this as their own. That's what I try to teach them every single day, is this is your opportunity. This space is brand new. It's at its infancy. Let's make this what we want it to look like. And they take that very serious. So I have student coaches as opposed to hiring coaches. I'll probably do that in the future. But when I was competing, I, as a captain, I was a coach, essentially, as an in-game leader, just directing. As I'm playing for myself, I'm like, hey, he's one shot, you know, go this way, go that way, while I'm playing for my life. And I feel like those same things, if you run it as an esports organization, you would know that it is probably one of the most effective ways, because that player can build that experience to take out into the real world if they get picked up by a professional team. So they're still utilizing those skills and building on those strengths.
listen, if you guys are just joining us, we have a very special guest on the show, Tyrell Appleton of New England College. He is the man in charge of their esports program. You are watching Checkpoint XP on campus. Your host, Norris Howard, here. And just very quickly, what games do you guys currently field in the esports program right now?
Right now, we field in all the titles that are offered competitively, from PC to console. So, for example, Super Smash Brothers, NBA 2K, FIFA, NHL. For PC games, you have Overwatch, League of Legends, Apex Legends, Fortnite, and the list goes on. So anything that the major governing bodies like NACE, ECAC, NECC, CSL, TESPA, there's a whole list.
Right.
we will play in anything that is offered.
Awesome. And you know, it's good to hear that the university creates an environment that is positive towards that and wants more people participating. But as you said, I got a little glimpse of sort of your facilities back there. If you can, you know, is it possible we could take a sneak peek sort of what's going on back there in the facilities at all?
You want a sneak peek?
Yeah, let's take a sneak peek, man.
Come on. Let me show you. So these are acoustic sound panels in the ceiling. The entire wall wrap design was to give this a space look to make you feel like you're not on campus.
Right.
This is to make this a distinctive space. That's our closet. Looks terrible. These chairs have Bluetooth speakers built in. There's LED lights on the side. At the top, they're not on right now.
Awesome.
In that corner straight ahead is our club rep desk. And then we have our TVs. We have one outside of the arena. That's our projector for VOD reviews and movies.
Awesome.
And then my space.
Awesome. It's a really beautiful space. It's state of the art. You guys have some of the best machines in there. And so what is really the first reaction when, you know, you have freshmen incoming or kids who haven't necessarily, you know, had the time to come down and check out the facility? What's the reaction from those students been?
Wow. Oh my gosh, dude. You see that? Bruh.
That's amazing. And so, you know, we talk a lot about esports, especially at the college level, and how much support it needs from universities and from other organizations. You know, what to you has been the single biggest factor in your guys' program growing so fast?
I would definitely say unity in the chemistry. Just starting those disciplines and the groundwork from the start, because I'm young, you know, I'm 26 years old, but I also know that in order for this space to get to where it is, I have to establish a certain type of culture here that's comfortable and open, that's inclusive, that's diverse, that when people come in, they know that there's a different sense here, that it's a different type of spirit. That when you walk in this room, you feel at home, you feel like you have a family, you feel you have backup in that village. And I feel like that's something that goes a long way with them. Anytime I take time off or when they go on breaks, they always come back with respect and, hey, coach, how you doing, coach? Anything I need, they're ready to go and help me and assist in any way possible. And I feel like that's the biggest thing for this program is the spirit.
Awesome. Now, I got to ask this because, you know, I follow you on all these social medias and I see you giving some stuff and you said you had a big announcement you were getting ready to make about something coming up. Now, what? I got to ask, man, what is it?
It's going to be announced today, so I can give you. I can announce it. I'll give you a little secret sauce.
All right, yes, just a little bit.
So I'm going to be joining eFuse on their first Esports Collegiate Advisory Board.
Awesome. That's great news, man. And the more that we hear about this, and the more that we hear about, you know, sort of these advisory boards and more structure coming to the space, then the better everything is. So that is excellent news, man. And thank you so much for sharing that with us and giving us the hot exclusive.
No problem. I'm just excited to join other professionals like myself to help create the vision and where we want this space to go to and grow. You know, it's at its infancy. And it's not a scary thing. It's a beautiful thing. We get to raise the baby the way that we feel fit. There's no manual to be a parent. My daughter is turning one very soon. So there's no book to read and be like, hey, I mean, for us as professionals, there's a lot of things out there. Great examples. Even as a parent, you can take examples from other people, but we got to be the instinctive parents for the esports space.
Definitely, definitely. And guys, just so you know, this will not be the last time you see Tyrell on the show. It will not be the last time New England College will be on the show, because we are homies now. They are content partners with us, and that's another exclusive for you guys. They are going to be helping us out with bringing more news from all of their competitions, as well as everything going on their campus when it comes to esports. So Tyrell, I thank you for that personally, in joining us in this journey of bringing collegiate esports news to the masses. And good luck to you and your program all throughout the semester and throughout the legacy that it eventually will build. And we look forward to hearing from you and your program a lot more.
Thank you so much, Norris. It's an honor. Thank you to Checkpoint XP and Beasley Media Group. I appreciate you for bringing me on today. And this moment won't be unheralded. I'll live with this forever. I appreciate it. I look forward to joining you guys again.
Awesome, awesome. So there's going to be more coming up from Checkpoint XP on campus, so make sure you guys stick around. Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for college esports. It is for students by students. Your host, Norris Howard, here. We have another special guest this week. They're in the studio this time. This is crazy, guys. We're taking it to a whole new level. We have Wim Stocks of Collegiate Star League in the building, CEO of the company. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Norris, for having me. This is exciting to be here at Beasley Media and in beautiful Detroit. Little gray today, but it's wonderful being here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. And just for all the folks out there who have been living under a rock, maybe you could just explain a little bit about Collegiate Star League.
Happy to. Collegiate Star League, we are essentially we're the NCAA for esports in North America. We have presence both in Canada and the U.S. Most of the schools that are involved in CSL leagues are U.S.-based, roughly 120 schools involved in Canada. So we do have the largest footprint for collegiate esports in North America. We have 14 different leagues. Every game is a league. So we run a Counter-Strike League. We run a Dota 2 League. We run a Smash League. We run a Madden League. We run a Magic the Gathering League, a Gears 5 League, on and on. You get the idea. And this year we've enjoyed huge growth in the number of schools who are involved with us. We have over 1,800 schools now participating in our various leagues. We have over 11,000 teams involved, and that represents over 70,000 student athletes who are participating in CSL. We have two divisions in CSL. We have a elite division, the star division. We call it the Division One of CSL, and we have a Division Two as well. We call it the Open League, more recreational, more intramural, probably a good way to describe it. But the whole notion there is getting as many people involved in playing competitively and having fun while they're doing it.
Awesome. And you know, esports has really seen a lot of growth, at least in the cultural zeitgeist, if you will, in the mainstream over the past couple years. But collegiate esports really, you know, was some of the foundation of where it is now. You know, why did you guys choose to sort of focus on the collegiate space as opposed to, you know, going full force into the pro scenes as a lot of other organizations have?
Well, one of the big brand missions we have, and this encompasses not just CSL, but also our other brand, which is World Gaming Network, we see a huge opportunity in the amateur space. Amateur, as you know, Norris, the amateur designation in esports is very blurred because one day you could be playing in a pro event making $5,000, the next day you're back playing for your college more of an amateur event. We really refer to them as semi-pros, but for us, our whole mission is helping players who are aspiring to get better through our events, through our content, through our programming, through our leagues, and we see a huge opportunity. We see more kids in school wanting to participate in esports, but not just from the participation or the competition side, but also from learning about esports, the business of esports. You know, what it's going to take to have a career in esports, marketing of esports, production, being a caster, all of those things, broadcast, as there is traditional education and curricula around broadcast, that applying it to esports is a very different thing. So we see a huge opportunity on the amateur side, and our whole goal is through our collegiate leagues, as a player aspires to get better, we can get them on the right stage. We can get them on the right platform, and a number of our leagues will culminate when we get down to our grand finals, to the Final Four. The winning team will get a seat in one of the pro league activations. So wow. This notion of path to the pros, we're not only talking it, we're walking it as well, and we have a lot of fun in this space where we are.
That's absolutely awesome, because the path to the pro is something that I hear over and over again in terms of the collegiate space and the semi-pro space, even all the way down to high school, as something that does need more infrastructure, something that does
more
need a lot more organization,
right.
More help.
Exactly.
So it's awesome that you guys are doing that. You're watching or listening to Checkpoint XP on Campus, number one resource for collegiate esports. We're talking to Wim Stocks of Collegiate Star League right now, and you guys have a pretty big, you know, thing on the horizon for 2020. So maybe is it possible that you can share a little bit of that?
I can share through the wonders of technology. This won't be released for another 24 hours, so that's good, because that's when the release will be timed. But I'm giving it in advance to our friends here at Checkpoint XP. Let me lead into what our announcement is with another announcement we've already made, that our grand finals, our collegiate grand finals, really our Final Four for our 2019-2020 season will be held. We've made this announcement already. Be held in Las Vegas at the HyperX Arena in the Luxor.
Great
HyperX
venue.
Came out, great venue. It'll be ideal for what it is we're doing and how we structure our collegiate events. More of a festival. Yes, competitions are the central topic and the central item, central content of what we're doing, but we do a lot of peripheral things, more of a festival. We encourage everybody to come out in Las Vegas, April 17th through the 19th. Part of that is made possible because of a huge sponsorship deal that we struck with HyperX. HyperX, a peripherals memory partner, they're our exclusive partner, an official partner for peripherals and memory and the Collegiate Star League over the top sponsorship. We're super excited. They've shown a lot of great insight and a lot of great interest in what it is we're doing at the collegiate level, and they've focused on collegiate as an opportunity and a means by which to build their brand and to build presence for their products. So that was a big announcement that we made earlier this past fall. But on the heels of that, and again a big collegiate announcement we're going to make on Thursday, is that we will be the official collegiate partner of DreamHack in North America. So
oh wow!
Oh, for the next 2 years, they have four events: Anaheim, Dallas, Atlanta, and Montreal. I don't think I have them in the right order chronologically, but we will be the exclusive and official provider of collegiate tournaments on the main stages at the DreamHacks in North America. So. Couldn't be more excited about this. They're a great partner. Obviously, they've built a huge brand around DreamHack for large events. It'll really put our collegiate events and the showcase for collegiate events on a much bigger stage than we've been able to garner thus far. So we're really thrilled about this.
And that's awesome. DreamHack is a legacy event. Is if you're into esports, you know DreamHack. They've run a litany of games.
Absolutely.
You know, why DreamHack as opposed to maybe partnering with other events, maybe, you know, conventions, E3 or in PAX or anything like that?
Well, we won't be excluded from doing things at other venues or other events, but this deal really brings to DreamHack this important constituency. We actually did a collegiate event at a DreamHack in Austin, Texas many years ago. That is no longer part of the DreamHack circuit, but it was really one of our foundations from a venue and from an event perspective. Did a great activation there. We went away to do our own events, but these will become more regional kinds of events, but they'll be big. The good news is on the stage where there are a couple hundred thousand people going to show up for other gaming related things. Now our collegiate programming, our collegiate tournaments, and the college competitions, the players in the college competitions will get a nice presence and a spotlight on the big stage. So
awesome.
So we're thrilled for that, and we're thrilled we can do that with the help of our friends at DreamHack.
Awesome. So where can, you know, folks find more information about Collegiate Star League, about all of you guys' brands and tournaments? Where can people find more information?
I'd encourage you to go to two places. CStarLeague.com is the website for our collegiate events, our leagues, and administration of our leagues. So CStarLeague.com. A great website and a great resource for what we're doing collegiately. On the World Gaming side, worldgaming.com is our tournaments platform. On our events platform, we do a lot of cross-pollination of not only content but also of information of what's happening in World Gaming, what's happening in Collegiate Star League. So those are two great resources for us. We also have a great partnership with Twitch. We'd encourage everybody to watch our C-Star League channel on Twitch.
Awesome. Wimstocks of Collegiate Star League, World Gaming, all this amazing, amazing stuff coming up for you guys in 2020. And again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I'd love to be here. Thank you so much.
We're going to have more coming up from Checkpoint XP on campus, so make sure you guys stick around. That's going to be it for this week's Checkpoint XP on campus. Make sure you guys, again, are here for the start of Semester 2 next week. We're going to be having the guys from UNLV back once more, and we're going to have more awesome college esports show for you. So we hope and we demand that you come back for all the great stuff that we're doing here at Checkpoint XP on campus. And as Jacob would say, love you.